Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Well, it's Brexit on the front of the Irish Times and the Times Ireland edition this morning. The headlines there: disorderly Brexit could lead to UK's worst slump, and also UK facing worst crash since 1930 over Brexit. This is a piece in both papers today that a no-deal Brexit could actually plunge Britain into its worst economic slump since the Second World War, with economic growth falling 8% and sterling losing a quarter of its value. And that's according to a warning from the Bank of England. Now, the collapse in sterling, which the bank predicts would follow immediately after a cliff-edge Brexit next March, could actually push the Irish economy into recession and lead to major job losses as trading also with Britain is disrupted and exporting businesses suffer. And the Bank of England Governor Mark Carney said the shock of a disorderly Brexit with no transition period and customs controls at borders would actually be immense. And he's quoted as saying in the front of the Irish Times that it's totally different. It's a totally different situation than people have been living with and experiencing, and certainly in advanced economies for the last 30 to 40 years. Now, also in the Times Ireland edition on that story as well today, house prices could fall by 30% in the UK, interest rates could rise by 5.5%, and the British economy could shrink by 8%, the worst drop than just before or after the 2008 financial crisis. That is the worst case scenario showing, and that's according to Ben Brodent, who is one of the Bank of England's deputy governors. He said this would be the worst than any crisis seen, and is also quoted in the front of the Times Ireland edition today as saying that we went back on gold and the economy crashed in 1930. In the 2008 financial crash, the British economy shrank by 6.3%. Two stark warnings in the front of both papers today from professionals within Bank of England, and I'm sure there'll be further reaction throughout the course of the day to those comments as well. Something a little bit different, but also staying with housing again. It's back in the front of the Irish Independent. Their headline this morning: forget borrowing more, wait for new houses to be built. This is a central bank. Yesterday we were talking about that review that was going to be published in the afternoon. They've now dashed the hopes of potential home buyers by refusing to relax the mortgage lending regulations. Instead, actually, they've insisted that the answer to the housing crisis is very simply greater supply. The rules dictating the amount of money that people can borrow for a home and the size of the deposits needed are going to remain unchanged, and that's the watchdog. That's what they said yesterday during the publication of this review. And the central bank governor Philip Lane acknowledged that the high level of house prices and rents were posing serious affordability issues, but he also went on to say that more house building and not borrowing is the answer. Do let us know your view on that. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents this morning. A different story on the front of the Irish Examiner today. Their headline: rapist wins right to pension in jail. Anne O'Loughlin reporting that a rapist has successfully challenged the constitutionality of a law stopping payment of the old age pension to prisoners and is entitled to €10,000 in compensation. Now, the landmark Supreme Court ruling could potentially open the way for other prisoners to lodge claims from today for welfare payments to which they would be entitled. And the five-judge court unanimously concluded that the relevant law, this section 249 of the Social Welfare Act, which disqualifies persons otherwise qualified for various welfare payments from receiving any of those payments, including the old age contributory pension, while imprisoned or detained in legal custody, was unconstitutional. And the court formally declared the relevant section of the 2005 Act to be invalid and in breach of the Constitution. And there's more on that story in the front of the Irish Examiner today. We're going to go to the tabloids, though, next this morning. And it's a story, look, it's in the front of all of the papers, but just, I suppose, really specifically in terms of photographs and lots of details on the front of most of the tabloids today. On the front of The Sun, their headline today, carnage. On the front of The Herald, Garda chase carnage. And in the front of The Daily Star this morning, cop fought a criminal in car. And this relates to the car accident, fatal car crash in Castle Blaney in County Monaghan on Tuesday night. Now, tributes have been paid to a man who's been described as a gentle giant, the father who died when a car smashed into his car while he was trying to escape from Gardaí. Also, Hero Garda Michael Devlin, pictured in the front of the paper, he was injured as he tried to stop the runaway Audi A6. There's lots and lots of details in the front, really, of all of the papers today on that story, so you can read more about that there. An interesting piece, though, in the front of the Irish Daily Mail this morning. Their headline: should parents be told where predators live? Proposals to allow Gardaí alert schools and families could send sex offenders under the radar and encourage vigilantism, and that's according to experts. The paper's reporting that publishing the names and whereabouts of convicted sex offenders may backfire, and that's what TDs were warned yesterday. And ministers have proposed to allow schools and neighbours to be told the names and the addresses of high-risk sex offenders. But now the Oireachtas Justice Committee yesterday heard that such a move could push sex offenders under the radar of authorities. We're interested in your reaction to that story today. It's on the front of the Daily Mail, and you can let us know at 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Just one more in the tabloids too this morning. The Irish Daily Mirror: player is alive and well. This is the story of soccer star Fernando Sáez, who's proving that he's very much alive. The Spanish-born player pictured in action after the Dublin side Ballybrack FC falsely claimed that he'd been killed to avoid playing a match. And speaking from his home in Galway yesterday, he said, "I'm not dead. I knew they were going to use my name like I had an accident. I didn't know I was to be dead. And I see the funny side of it." And lots more on that story in the Daily Mirror this morning as well. Just a few other pieces to flag with you today. There's an interesting story in the front of the Irish Times this morning. Watchdog opens case over no-show diners campaign. The state's competition watchdog has now opened this formal investigation into the Restaurant Association of Ireland over an industry campaign to encourage the charging of non-refundable deposits on no-show customers. And according to the Irish Times today, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission this week brought in senior representatives of the trade group for interview after opening a formal case on the 1st of November. And the issue of no-show shows, people who make bookings but then who fail to turn up, has returned to the spotlight within the trade as, of course, it enters into the Christmas season. Interesting piece in the front of the Times to that story as well today. Two other pieces in the Sun: Irish people are living longer than ever before. New report shows that people here are actually living to an impressive 81.5 years. That's ahead of the EU average of 80 years. And also a final piece for this morning: almost half of workers feel resentful of colleagues who are consistently late. This is according to a new jobs.ie survey. The most common excuses for being late to work include traffic, 59%. 33% of you said they overslept and that's why they were late. And 26% of people blamed the weather. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning. Coming up, we're going to be discussing this new national survey of over 200,000 children who are now attending creches and daycare facilities. The average weekly cost of a full-time place has increased to €178. We'll be talking to those behind the research.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.